Somebody shout hallelujah. If you know that in the journey of this new month, the Lord will be your Jehovah Jireh, shout hallelujah. I want us to lift up our voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to give him praise for waking us up this morning. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. I want us to thank God for his mercy over our family. Let's thank God for his mercy over our nation. Let's thank God for this new month. Oh Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt your name this morning. We magnify your name in the name of Jesus. I want us to begin to ask God for his mercy. Let's open our mouth and say, Lord, this morning, I am here again at your presence. Let me receive your mercy. By your mercy, let the windows of heaven be opened unto me. And let there be a pouring of your grace. In the name of Jesus, in the journey of this new month, let every mountains of problems before me begin to melt. By your mercy, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, open the windows of heaven unto me this morning. And let there be a pouring of your grace. Let there be a pouring of your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the journey of this new month, do something new for us by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, I want us to begin to plead the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Open your mouth and begin to plead the blood. This morning we plead the blood of Jesus over the journey of this new month, and we cancel every agendas of the enemies. By the power of the blood, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go in the journey of this month, let your blood be used to cleanse and to sanctify us. In the name of Jesus, Let us be marked with your blood for total protection. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry out to God and say, "My Father, as I go in the journey of this new month, let every mountains of problems before me begin to melt. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. I command every mountain in the journey of this month, I command it to melt by fire. In the name of Jesus, let every mountain of problem begin to melt. In the name of Jesus, we command every mountain of problems before us to begin to melt by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Masikete wulima kusindika polima safajidia. Let every mountain of problem before us begin to melt by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry out to God and say, "My Father, in the journey of this new month, put the mark of acceptance upon me. Let every marks of rejection be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus," open your mouth, open your mouth. Lord, we pray that as we go in the journey of this month, you will put the marks of acceptance upon us. In the name of Jesus, every marks of rejection by the power of the blood be removed this morning. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Remove every marks of rejection from us. Lord, put the mark of acceptance upon us by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth and cry out to God. I said, "Lord, let every yoke, every satanic yoke that has been designed for me in the journey of this month be broken by the anointing. In the name of Jesus," open your mouth, open your mouth. The book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, the Bible says, "And every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Lord, destroy every satanic yoke in the journey of this month. Every yoke that has been designed against my family, every yoke designed against my progress, I command it to break, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, yoke of death, be destroyed. Yoke of evil, be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command every yoke to be destroyed by the anointing. In the name of Jesus, Kalima Kusindike Polima Safajidia, let the yoke of death be destroyed. Let the yoke of accident be destroyed. Let the yoke of sickness be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you and we give you praise. This morning we are here before your presence. Come and do what you alone can do. In the name of Jesus, we commit the journey of this new month into your hand. Holy Ghost, have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will empower us as we go on the journey of this month. In the name of Jesus, let your power and your presence go with us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah! If you are happy to be alive and to see the first day in the month of May, shout hallelujah! Very quickly, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 17 verse 21. Matthew 17 verse 21, the Bible says, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." In KJV, the Bible says, "Albeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." This morning, I will be exhorting us very quickly on what I've titled, "This Kind of a Problem." This kind of a problem. As we begin the journey of this month, there are some particular kind of problem that may want to rise up against us. And this morning, we are going to be praying against things like that. Jesus already gave the solution. So I want you to get set because this is your month for progress. I want you to get set because this is the month when the Lord will prosper you. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "This kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting." Now, what are those kind of problems? I'm going to show us from the word of God very quickly and then we pray. Now, before then, Jesus told them, he gave them the key. He said, "This kind goeth not out but by prayer. Look at that. By prayer and fasting. In the book of Ezra chapter 8 verse 28, the Bible says, so we fasted, look at that, and entreated our God. To entreat God means to pray unto God. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayers. Look at that. So we fasted and we entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayers. I want us to know that God has given us the promise that when we pray and when we fast, no matter the kind of problem that we might be facing, there shall be a way out. Now, let me give us 3 points about those kind. I just want to list them. There are many kinds of problems, but I want to list the common kinds of problem that we might face in the journey of this month. Look at that. Number one, this kind of problem. What kind of problem? Number one is a problem of sin. The problem of sin. This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. The problem of sin. God wants us to deal with this kind of problem in the journey of the new month. If you and I, we have access to victory. If you and I, we have access to the blessings of God in the journey of this month, we need to deal with this kind of problem, that is sin. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. You will eat the good of the land. We need to deal with sin. Romans chapter 6 verse 14, the Bible says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. We have to deal with sin. If there's any particular sin in our lives as believer, let us deal with it in the journey of this month. Let us wage war against sin. And this kind may not go out except by prayer and by fasting. Number two, another kind of problem that we need to deal with in the journey of this month is a problem with sickness. Sickness. Many people are battling with sickness. Many have gone to different experts because of one sickness or disease in their body. Sometimes this kind, that is sickness, may not go unless we pray and we fast. I'm not saying that you should not use your medication. I'm not saying that you should not go to see the doctors for doctors to check and to find out what is your problem. But make sure that you are praying against this kind, against any sickness, against any form of disease that may want to rise up against you in the journey of this month. Pray and fast against it. Don't let your sickness knock you down to the point that you won't be able to pray. This kind goeth not out, but by prayer. Now, in this passage, Matthew 17, it was a man that brought his sick child unto Jesus. You know, and the man was so terrified because the child that he brought to Jesus was a child that had a problem that started in his life from his birth when he was a young boy. And they battled with it for a long time until when this man brought that child to Jesus. And the disciples, you know, could not deliver the boy until when Jesus came down from the mountain. And Jesus told his disciples, if you want to overcome this kind of particular sickness, it is by prayer and by fasting. Then number three, and then we'll pray. This kind cannot go out except by prayer and fasting. And what is that kind of problem again? That is what I call setback. Setback. Setback is another word for failure. Setback. Setback. When we talk about setback, setback is failure or defeat in any areas of our lives. Some of us, we have setback in our career. Some of us, we have setback in our marriage. Some of us, we have setback in one area or the other. We need to deal with it. Setback. We need to deal with it by prayer and by fasting. By prayer and by fasting. These are the kinds of problems that is common to everybody. Look at that. Everybody. That's why we want to pray, and as we call upon God this morning, this kind of problem, the Lord will help us to deal with it. I want us to go and pray. We are going to lift up our voice unto God this morning. I say, Lord, as I go on the journey of this month, let me be delivered from the power of sin. Look at that. This kind. Any sin that the devil wants to use to hinder my blessing in the journey of this month. Lord, deliver me. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth. Father, we pray that you will deliver us from the power of iniquity, from the power of sin. The Bible says, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. I want us to lift up our voice and say, Lord, in the journey of this month, let me be delivered from the power of iniquity, from the power of sin. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Maleka pusidika polima safajidia. Deliver my children from the power of iniquity. Deliver every members of my house from the power of sin. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Malema pusidika polima safajidia. Lord, deliver us from the power of iniquity. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, in the journey of this new month, give me power and dominion over sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth. Lord, we pray for power and dominion. The Bible says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. The grace that will help us to walk in dominion over sin, let it be released upon us. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. In the journey of this month, I shall walk in dominion over sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, sin shall not have dominion over me. Open your mouth. In the journey of this month, sin shall not have dominion over me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall walk in dominion over sin. My children shall walk in dominion over sin. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. We are going to cry to God and say, my Father, let every plantation of sickness in my body be uprooted. Any form of sickness that may want to manifest itself in my life in the journey of this month, let them be uprooted. Let sickness be uprooted. Let any form of disease be uprooted and be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. I shall not be knocked down by sickness in the journey of this month. In the name of Jesus, Kalima, I call about Symphogenic Caponia. Lord, uproot the plantations of sickness out of our body system this morning. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Malima, I call about Sidica Polima Safajidia. Sickness planted into our body by the powers of darkness. Father, we pray that this morning you will uproot it. In the name of Jesus, let the garment of sickness upon us catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the journey of this month, we shall not forsake. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to open your mouth and say, my Father, let every power that have been assigned from the pit of hell to torment my body with sickness, to trouble my body with sickness, let the power be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Every power, every demonic spirit assigned against me, assigned against any members of my family to torment or to trouble us with sickness in the journey of this month, we come against you, we bind and we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Malima kusindika polima safajidia, you powers of darkness assigned against us in the journey of this month to torment our body with sickness, be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, be terminated by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to cry to God and say, in the name of Jesus, I command every arrow of sickness, every arrow of disease shot against me or shot against any members of my family to jump out by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Command the arrow of cancer to jump out. Command the arrow of sickness and disease to jump out. In the name of Jesus, jump out! Arrow of cancer, jump out. Masakuda basidia, arrows of kidney disease, heart disease, arrow of sickness in the blood, we command you to jump out and be destroyed by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to lift up your voice. You are going to cry unto God and say, "My Father, in the journey of this month, let every power assigned to cause setback for me." Setback. Look at that. I told us setback is another kind of problems that must go out. This kind goeth not out except by prayer and fasting. You are going to lift up your voice and say, "In the name of Jesus, any form of setback assigned against me in the journey of this month, setback in my home, setback in my career, setback, any form of setback, let your fire terminate them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Let every marks of setback, every marks of failure upon us be removed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of setback, we come against you. Be terminated by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth, open your mouth. Let every mark of failure, every mark of setback upon us be removed by the power of the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed." I want you to open your mouth and come against the powers assigned to cause setback in any areas of your life. I want you to open your mouth and say, "In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to cause setback for me in my journey of this month, every power assigned to cause setback in my career, to cause setback in my marriage, to cause setback in any areas of my life, I come against you. Be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Any power assigned to cause setback in any areas of our lives in the journey of this month, be terminated by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Kalima kusedelia. Power assigned to cause setback for our children. Power assigned to cause setback in our business. Be terminated by fire. Kalima. I call about safajidika poliba safajidia. Elebeketehelia. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Any power assigned to cause setback for me in any areas of my life, be terminated by fire. Be terminated by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want us to pray for power. I want somebody to say power. I want somebody to say power. You are going to lift up your voice and say, "Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I go in the journey of this month, empower me for progress in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus." Open your mouth, open your mouth. Father, we pray that you will empower us for progress. Progress in our career. Progress in every areas of our life. Spiritual progress, financial progress, marital progress, mental progress, emotional progress. Open your mouth, open your mouth. I shall go forward in the journey of this month. I receive the power for success. I receive the power to prosper. I receive the power for consistent progress in the journey of this month. The power to overcome every mountain in the journey of this month. Let the power rest upon us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Almighty Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we give you praise. This morning we pray that as we go on the journey of this month, we pray that you will empower us to overcome sickness, to overcome sin, and to overcome any form of setback. In the mighty name of Jesus, if there's anyone with the mark of failure, if there's anyone among us with the mark of death, if there's anyone with the mark of evil for the journey of this month, let the marks be removed now by the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus. In the journey of this month, we come against sin. Father, Lord, help us to walk in dominion over sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against sickness and disease in our body system. Let your blood flush them out. In the name of Jesus. And if there's any spirit or power assigned to cause setback in any areas of our life, let the power be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. As we continue in the journey of this new month, empower us for progress. Empower us to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, we thank you. because we know that you have done it. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.